on the historic, I shouldn't say that, historic group. And they say, you know, for the town, and most of them I've never heard of. They didn't grow up here or anything. And I'm sure they're interested in what's going on in the community. But you think, well, how do they know? They weren't here. And maybe that's all of us trying to be a little bit too prejudiced or something about it.
What would you say the activities in town are that really help people to integrate into the community faster?
Well, if they have children, I definitely say it would be the schools. Roswell has always had a good reputation for having people involved in the school sports activities and so forth. We have theaters, dance, and all of that that we didn't have years ago that they could get involved in. There's the arts festival. A lot of people get involved in that, and that's a wonderful thing. So we do have a lot of things that community-wise they can be involved in. And I think once they get into that, then the town itself means more to them.
How about the historical buildings? There are a lot of historical buildings here in town. Which ones are your favorites?
Barrington Hall. I love Barrington Hall. But I played there as a little girl. So that's why I love Barrington Hall. Miss had a niece who lived some Rome, Georgia, somewhere. She lived somewhere else, and she was my age. And she used to come to Roswell and spend the summers. And the ladies that owned Barrington Hall at the time, the original, the two sisters, would let us go over and play and dress up and play in at Barrington Hall. And that has always been one of my favorites because I was familiar with it. And they had so many interesting things in there. It's wonderful.
And how about you, Rick? Any favorites?
Well, I don't know favorites. We have several of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, most of all. Matter of fact, just on the side, my old business property is in the historic district. And of course, I didn't know why they did that, but they said, well, anything that's over 50 years old is historic. I said, oh, that makes me historic then. but there's a lot of fine old architecture in Roswell, and but I don't know that I could rate it 1, 2, 3.
I love history, so there's so many of them. Bullock Hall.
Uh-huh.
We used to have friends that lived at Bullock Hall, and as a child I played there.
Uh-huh.
But see, that's where the Roswell store was located, down there where all these were. And if you knew people, I mean, you know, then those, and also the Presbyterian Church, the old part of the church, is very nice. I always go in there and sit and think, you know, wonder who sat here years ago.
Uh-huh. So people lived in these, did they live in most of the buildings that are in the historical district?
Yes, they did. People lived there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They did then, and they do now.
Great Oaks.
They still do
we
now.
Knew the people that lived
you know,
in Great
Oaks.
Mm-hmm. Great Oaks, we knew the people who lived there.
Somebody was in Mimosa.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I never did get, I went one time when we had a tour of homes, I worked the Mimosa, but I never did go into Mimosa much. Bullock and Barrington and always where.
Now, Barrington's owned by the city now.
Yeah, they bought, the city bought Bullock and Barrington, but Barrington was my favorite just because I got to play there and pretend that I was a young girl during the war between the states.